Second Lady Karen Pence unveils old-fashioned Christmas decorations at Vice President's home. By Amy Furr on December 1, 2020. Second Lady Karen Pence revealed this year's holiday decorations and theme, old-fashioned Christmas, at the Vice President's residence in Washington, D.C., on Monday. The theme highlights the simple joys and vintage feels of the holiday season. A White House press release said, adding that the Second Lady spent the last few months overseeing the creative design process. In a tweet Monday morning, she shared photos of the Christmas trees in the dining room and other areas of the residence. One tree appeared to be decorated with woodland animals such as snowy owls, foxes, and deer, while another featured red plaid ornaments, toy trains, and bells. Devers Design in Arlington, Virginia assisted in the design and installation of the decorations. Over the course of 5 days, workers used 600 yards of burlap and plaid ribbon, displayed more than 1,000 ornaments, wrapped 250 packages, and hung 35 wreaths, the news release said. In a tweet on Saturday, Mrs. Pence told followers she enjoyed decorating the home for Christmas and shared a video of the process. A CBS News video highlighted the nativity scene and the family's stockings hung over the fireplace. On the outside of the residence, 500 yards of cedar garland and 130 velvet bows hang on the gates encircling the residence property, the news release continued. A total of 7 Christmas trees, provided by Wickoff's Christmas Tree Farm LLC in Belvedere, New Jersey, are placed throughout the historic home and decorated with twinkle lights and old-fashioned ornaments. One Christmas tree is on display outside the residence and decorated with multicolor twinkle lights. A total of 700 yards of white twinkle lights are hung inside and outside the residence. The Vice President's home is located on the grounds of the United States Naval Observatory, USNO, and was built in 1893, according to the White House website. Vice presidents have welcomed countless guests to the residence, including foreign leaders and dignitaries. Still, the Naval Observatory has continued to operate, the site read.